In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is born.
Glorify him.
Our family has celebrated two weddings in the past 3 years. I was the father of the bride, both times. For anyone who has experienced wedding planning, wedding preparation, you know what it all means. Months go into it. All the organization, all the preparations, all the lists, the flowers, the food, the gifts, all the cards, the decorations, the clothes, the friends, the family, the church. Of course, your credit card by the end is catching fire. And the delights of trying to shuffle and move everyone at the right time to make sure they're always in the right place. It's a jumble of organized chaos and a chaos of organized jumble. And then the day it zips by in a flash. All of a sudden, it's evening time, and finally, I sit down with Michelle. We pour ourselves a glass of wine, each, and ask, what just happened? What just happened? In all the festivities, what really happened? Now, the short answer I'll give you tonight is the most beautiful thing I have ever experienced, both times. If you're like many folks, very similar comparison can be made for Christmas. In fact, the same list I just used for the wedding, I bet we could use for Christmas for most of us. All the organization, all the lists, the flowers, the food, the gifts, all the cards, the decorations, the clothes, all the friends, the family, the church, and of course, your credit card is once again catching fire. It's the same list. It's the same list, and therefore, when we arrive at the sacred night of the Savior's birth, I challenge us then to ask the same question. What really happened? What really happened after this whole season? Many of you remember Charlie Brown Christmas. Charlie Brown ends up being the director of the Christmas program for the kids. And it's all chaos and commercialism and fluff, and he can't get them organized. And in frustration, Charlie Brown finally yells out, "Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?" You remember that part, right? And that's when Linus gives his famous and amazing speech from the Gospel of Luke, telling what really happened. We have to get to the end of the day and ask what really happened. And what really happened is God became man. What really happened is heaven came to earth. What really happened is light shone in the darkness, and wounds were healed, and hearts were warmed. And yes, again, God became man and made us his own. St. Gregory Palamas said of the Nativity, "Today, I see equal honor between heaven and earth. However great the heaven of heavens might be, it is no more marvelous than the earth. It is no more marvelous than the cave. It is no more marvelous than the manger itself." And notice, Gregory didn't say it's more marvelous than the child in the manger. We'd expect that. He said the heaven of heavens is no more marvelous than the manger itself, than that hay trough. He said the manger itself has equal honor with the heaven of heavens. In other words, God has come to the smallest, darkest places and made them his own. And in doing so, he gave them the honor of the heavens. Now, when the angel says, "To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." City of David sounds impressive. That's an impressive sounding term. You know, David was a great king. He was a prophet. He wrote most of the Psalms. We remember him, you know, defeating Goliath with a rock. City of David sounds like an impressive place. But it wasn't. Bethlehem was no Jerusalem, to put it mildly. According to the prophet Micah, Bethlehem was the smallest town in Judah. City of David was a fancy name for a little backwater village. Imagine if I grabbed some unsuspecting tourists at the airport and I said to them, "Come see the city of Gaylord Nelson. He was governor of Wisconsin. He was a U.S. senator. He founded International Earth Day, which is now celebrated around the world. Come see the city of Gaylord Nelson." Now, you locals, you know I'm not bringing you to Manhattan. I'm not even bringing you to Milwaukee. Where am I bringing you? Clear Lake, Wisconsin, which at the time of Gaylord Nelson had about 400 residents. When the angel tells the shepherds that the Savior is born in the city of David, it's not bragging about some metropolis or some city of lights. The angel is saying what's really happening tonight is that God has come to the smallest village, to the smallest hamlet, to the darkest place, and he's making it his own. He's making the smallest place his own, and he's making it equal in honor to the heaven of heavens. He's not going to Manhattan, he's going to Clear Lake. And if you have a place in your life where you are dark, or where you feel small, or outcast, or hurting, or confused, or lost, or overwhelmed, or guilty, well, that's the very place that God chooses to be born this night. You know, in the same spirit that a mother and father of the bride, when all is done, and when all at once the chaos ceased, when we bask in what really happened, I hope you also will take the time, either tonight or tomorrow, or preferably both, to bask in what really happened. Stop in front of your icons, or in front of your cross, or in front of your nativity scene, or wherever your quiet place is, and ask yourself, what's really happened after this whole season? What's really happened? And I hope your answer includes something along the lines of, God has come to the smallest, darkest places, and he's making them his own. Amen. Christ is born. Glorified.